For us, it was really hard first half. I mean, we were kicking into a big wind, and we were probably fortunate to come in only 1-0 at half time. However, we did stay in the game, and that was the message to the players: stay in the game by a goal, and we'll have chances and we'll create in the second half, because it was hard to clear. It was hard to head things, and I thought the defence did really well in that those conditions. They were a lot bigger and physical than us, and put a lot of pressure on us from set plays. We were disappointing to concede the set play. However, I think only to go in 1-0 down at half time was a credit to how we defended, and that gave us a platform to score the two goals in the second half.
And how vital was it that you got yourself back into the game early, not just with an equaliser, but going on and getting the winner sort of 90 seconds later?
Yeah, I mean, we said that if we could put pressure on them second half, what they did to us, I thought it was very difficult to defend for them second half as well. So it was glad that we got it early. But then I think it was really credit to us that we really took the game to them so quickly after that. We could have just been settling for a point, but we went for the game and got the 2-1, and we were pleased with that. And but also to see the game out at the end under some pressure too. We got a real team spirit and a determination at the moment going, which is good, and credit to the whole team to not concede at the end.
And second away win this afternoon, following up with the victory at Macclesfield a few weeks ago, where both times you've had to come from behind. And you mentioned it to me just before we started the interview. Great character from the squad today.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they give everything every day in training. We work very hard. They're a very competitive bunch. They want to do well. They're determined, and feel like at the moment, the setbacks and mistakes they react really well to. We could have been downbeat at half time, conceding from a set play. However, we were really pleased that we got back into it, and showed great character. When the players give everything and 100%, I think the fans appreciate that, and that's what you want to see.
You mixed it up a little bit today as well. Obviously, Matt Young had to come in for Louis Ramsey, who's injured, and you rested Jason Banton. You spoke to me about that before the game. But those players that are coming in, and when you think you've also got Jones, Orlu, Saraiva to come back from injury, the squad is really starting to take shape.
Yeah, well, we've only got a small squad. We said we'd do that at the start of the year. But a credit to Jason. When he came on, he made a great tackle in the middle, which I thought was a really important time. He had a hand in the second goal with a good bit of combination play. He could have been disappointed not to play, but we got to be careful with him. He hasn't played a lot of football. He had a long-term injury, and probably the first time he played Tuesday, Saturday in over a year. So there's no doubt he's been one of our best players. But to show the attitude he did to come on, and same with Ineffion coming on for Jamie, really impacted. Pushed them backwards and was a physical threat. So the players who are coming on and doing well, Declan Apu, young lad, 18 years old, coming on and seeing the game out is really important. And it is a squad game. It's a long season, and we're going to need every single one of them. And the attitude of those players has been fantastic.
Just a word finally, Anthony, about the 65 Woking fans who made the journey up here, or they've come from the northwest branch of the Cards fan club today. You could see what it meant to you and the players, but you also took time to appreciate the fans at the end of the game who've made the journey here.
Yeah. Well, what we do is, even when we lose away, which has been a few so far earlier in the season, we always make sure we get over to those fans. It's very important. They sacrifice a lot to come up and support us, and the support away from home has been outstanding. And the noise that they created, I thought it would be a lot more than 65. It sounded a lot more, to be fair. But yeah, we always make sure we want to get that connection between players and fans, and that's important, not just when we win, but when we lose as well. I think that they can see how hard we're trying and how hard we're working and what we're trying to do. So yeah, they've been great, and we appreciate their support immensely.